So you're a smart business committed to innovation, to service and to modern marketing. And you're asking, what's next? Wondering how you can become even more innovative. My name is Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz, and this is the InnovaBuzz podcast, where we share all kinds of tips, advice and interview guests on all things innovation and leadership in modern marketing. Hi, innovators. It's great to be back. I hope you've had an awesome week so far, and I hope it's only going to get better from here. Today is going to be another solo episode, and I wanted to reflect on a conversation I had this week with a fellow bike rider out on our Sunday morning ride this week. Now, the conversation started a little bit like this. It was around a new human resources job that my conversation partner had, and he said, engineers, they just don't get it. They're living in a different world. They just don't understand when you tell them something. And immediately it occurred to me that effective conversation is the key here. Now, I'm generalizing here because I think engineers probably are going to be very digital in the way they approach communication. Talking to them in a different modality, let's say visual, painting a picture for them, or auditory, sounds like, feels like, those sort of things are probably not going to resonate so much with engineers, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But what I thought about was the art and science of communication has been widely studied. It's probably really well understood, but sadly, it's not well applied by most people. Now, in neurolinguistic programming, one of the presuppositions is that the meaning of your communication is the response that you get back. If you don't get the desired response from your communication, then change it. Change something around it. Change the language or the mode. When I say mode, I'm talking about visual or auditory or kinesthetic or analog digital. Visual would be paint a picture, focus. See what I mean. Auditory might be, it sounds like, listen to this. Kinesthetic would be gut feel, touch, hard, soft, words like that. And the analog digital people are the ones that go with numbers and statistics and structure and lists. And probably they're the engineers. If you're not getting the response from the communication you have, then change the communication. Now, I thought of a practical example of this, which was recently when we were in Manila. Often people asked us, how far away do you live from your office? Or similar how far questions. Our default answer is always 10 kilometers or 5 kilometers or so many kilometers. What we soon learned is that this was absolutely meaningless to the Manila resident. 5 kilometres means something to me living in Geelong. I know I can cycle 5 kilometres in perhaps 15 minutes. I know I can drive 5 kilometres in maybe 5 minutes. And it's a relatively short distance. I can probably walk it in half an hour. But in Manila traffic, 5 kilometres could take anywhere between 20 minutes and 3 hours to drive. So when you're asked in Manila, how far is, insert the location here, the questioner actually expects an answer in units of time. So the answer would be 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes away, or it's half an hour away, or it's 3 hours away. And of course, that does depend on the traffic. We drove into the office every day, and the trip in the car took between 20 minutes and 40 minutes, depending on the traffic each day. So it felt like a long way away because of time. And yet on the Sunday morning, I decided to go for an early morning walk, and I went for a long walk, ended up just near the office in 40 minutes. Now, I'd gone a roundabout way. I'd done some exploration along the way. So it wasn't that I walked the direct route. Using kilometers is not really the right language or the appropriate language here. So I thought that was a really good example of how communication needs to be adapted to the audience. Of course, communication is really important in marketing, and that's why I'm sort of fascinated by the topic. If you boil it down, marketing is really very simple. It's communicating the right message to the right audience at the right time and in the right location. And then, of course, providing valuable education. It's really important then to talk to your target audience in their language. Now, I have spoken a lot about target audience, and I'll place a link below the show notes in the blog post to an exercise that we do to determine your ideal client and really understand them. The second stage, of course, once you do understand your ideal client in the marketing world, is to start to build a relationship with them through communicating. And you communicate what they're looking for. You're exceptionally helpful. You talk to them in their language. And that's the way you build a connection and you start to build a relationship that eventually should lead to them doing business with you if it's the right audience and if you have what they need. I started reading a book this week called The Story Brand by Donald Miller. One of the things he says very early on in there is, if you confuse, you lose. And the point of that is having a very clear marketing message. And again, that brings back the point of communication being so important. So that's it for this week's episode. It's a short episode. Next week, we'll be returning with another awesome guest. I've got a whole bunch of interviews booked for next week to record. We'll have plenty of new and fabulous guests for you to learn from. Just a reminder of the book that I mentioned, because I highly recommend having a look at that if you're interested in building a story around your marketing, and it's called Building a Story Brand. It's written by Donald Miller, and you can get it on Amazon as a Kindle version or as an audio book. The show notes for the episode today are going to be at innovabiz.co, that's co/109. Yes, we're at episode 109, so that's innovabiz.co/109. Stay connected. Head on over to iTunes or Stitcher or Pocket Casts and subscribe to the Innova Buzz podcast so you make sure you'll never miss another episode. We'd also love you to leave us a review, because what you think matters. Take some of the ideas you've heard today and apply them in your business. Any thoughts, ideas, suggestions, or questions, share them in the comments below the blog post. And remember, if you want to get better marketing results than you ever have, join our fantastic LinkedIn community at the Transformational Marketing Academy. All you have to do is go to innovabiz.co/TMAC. It's free to join. Hope to see you there soon. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Remember to be awesome and keep innovating.